We've been talking about soils today as the UN released a report that argues we should be doing more to protect them. But studying the relationships between plants and the soil, as Richard has been doing, has reaped some benefits in the commercial world. One winner is Al Blaker. He's Australia's first truffle farmer.
Now, truffles are a highly prized food delicacy, but they're really hard to farm. Sapling trees need to be inoculated with the fungus when they're very young, and this sets up what's known as a mycorrhizal relationship between the two. The fungus brings nutrients to the tree, and the tree roots then feed the fungus sugars in return. The fungus fruits periodically by producing buried golf ball-sized structures, which are full of spores, and that's what we call a truffle. They also taste delicious. I went along to see how Al does this at Manjimup Truffles in the southwestern corner of Western Australia.
They're the fruiting body of the mycorrhizal. Now, every plant in the world objective is to reproduce. This is what that's about. We've just learned to manage it and grow it in a fashion where it's a viable industry.
Those would sit just below the surface of the soil then, what attached to the root of the plant that had grown them?
Every truffle is attached to the plant. Usually you'll find a fine root. Sometimes you'll find truffles that they've totally grown around the root. You actually harvest them and they've got a root sticking out each side.
Can we try a bit?
Yes.
They're about the size of a walnut, give or take, aren't they? How much do you think that weighs?
These are small ones. That one there is probably 8 to 10 grams.
How would you describe that flavour? It's a subtle flavour, isn't it? It's quite nutty. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a brilliant flavour. And everybody's got their own comment. A lot of them say seafoody. I say earthy, nutty, you know, but everybody's got a different take on it.
And these are truffles from Europe. They're a strain from Europe that you have established here in southwestern Australia.
Yep, they're the Perigold truffle. They're the one from the Perigold region in Europe. We've had DNA done and we've actually got a nice mix of truffle here, actually, of quite a few of the different strains. We thought we had one pure strain, but it turns out we don't.
How did you get them here?
We don't talk about that.
Suffice it to say then, you got the truffles here in the first place, and what about the trees you're growing them on?
Oh, well, we collected seed off every known hazelnut and oak tree we knew in the state, and that's where we started from. And we had a lot of heartache here in the first few years, learning how to understand to germinate the hazelnut tree. It's a little bit tricky to grow the hazelnut tree, and we got that figured. And the oak trees, well, we weren't sure what oak to use, so we used every one we could find. As it turns out, there's only really 3 or 4 oaks that are suitable, and that's what we use now. We've learned a lot in 20 years.
Why did you need to grow them from seed?
Oh, so you can inoculate and get the fungi onto it when it's a very small plant. The bigger the plant, the more it's costing.
Right, so you had to start with a seedling and you established the relationship with the truffle-producing fungus as a seedling in your nursery. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You plant those trees out onto the land here. How long between the sapling going in the ground and then you beginning to get truffles off of its roots?
Well, we have seen it in 5 years, but about year 7 or 8 you start to get some decent production. Once it kicks off, it usually quadruples each year. So if you get 400 grams, you'll get 1.6 kilos. And, you know, it goes and goes and goes until about year 12, 13, and then it sort of starts to steady. We're getting into a stage now where we're trying different techniques to keep the trees highly productive. That's the next big challenge.
How do you get the truffles out of the ground? How do you find them?
Oh, you just use a dog there.
Not pigs, because in Europe they use pigs, don't they?
Yeah, but I like me fingers.
What do you mean?
Pigs want to eat the truffle. The dog hasn't got the slightest interest in eating the truffle. He just wants to treat off you. That's why my dogs are fat.
I did see some rather large... They look like Labrador. They're Labradors?
Yep, they're Labs.
You train them to go and sniff out the truffles?
Yep, that's their job. Twice a day they go out and sniff around and then they get 9 months off.
And then you reward them every time they find one, which would explain why they are quite rotund. That one we saw earlier was quite big.
Oh, he's just a big boy. A bit like the owner.
Well, yes, the same. Do you weigh the dog at the end of the season to tell how many truffles you've found? Because presumably the scale of the size of the dog is proportional to how many treats he's had.
No, I just check the book.
We've just sat here and cut some slices off and eaten them, though. Does it not feel to you a bit like you're sort of eating $20 notes? Because they're quite expensive, aren't they?
Oh, they're only $5 notes, but yeah. You get over it eventually.
Do you end up, because we've got a huge basket of them here, do you end up having a truffle for tea? Or are you sick of them now? Do you eat them?
Occasionally.
When should you truffle in with your recipes?
You never cook truffle. You add truffle after the cooking's done.
Because we've been eating these raw.
Yeah.
Is that the best way, in your view?
Oh, best way to eat it is make a truffle butter. Chop it up in little pieces and nearly melt down some unsalted butter and put the truffle through it and let it set and then just drop it on top of the steak. I reckon that's the best way in the world to eat it.
Oh, God, that sounds absolutely amazing. That's truffle farmer Al Blaker. So, Chris, did you bring me any truffles?
A bit of a confession, Kat. It's actually quite tricky to move these things internationally, you see. So as Al gave me all the truffles we dug up that morning, I had this bag full of them. And there was about £300 worth of truffles in this bag. I was driving back from Manjimup towards Perth, and I went past this extremely nice-looking winery called St Aidan's in the Ferguson Valley. It's run by a guy who's an anaesthetist called Phil Smith, and he makes exceedingly nice wine. And I just found myself accidentally trading him my bag of truffles for lunch in his winery at St Aidan's and some rather nice wine. So, no, is the answer.